Let's go. Ray Foley.
I love the show. Hey.
Gone. Look at her. Can't see her for dust. She's gone. She's halfway down the M4 already. Yeah. Absolute joke shop. Out the gap. I want her gig. I want lunchtimes again.
Mm. Are you trying to oust her?
She's halfway to Galway.
Is this a coup, Ray?
She's pulled over into the bloody drive to McDonald's drive through at the plaza there on the junction.
I know. She left the engine running during the show.
Absolute disgrace. Yeah. She changed into the Galway jersey. She's in the maroon and white in the lift on the way down.
Yeah.
And she's gone.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace. I won that gig. Long weekend. Finished at 2 o'clock out the gap. Halfway west as I speak. I'm disgusted. I want that gig.
You think this
I want
is just
my
a
old
bit.
Job back.
You think this is just a bit? This is Ray Foley doing a thing, but no.
This is not a bit.
Yeah.
This is not a bit. This is real. I want my old show back.
Do you want Pam Joyce fired or just repositioned on the schedule?
I like Pamela, don't get me wrong.
No, I would never question that.
I like her, but I hate her for her gig. And I think that's fair. Best job on Irish radio. Out the door at 2 o'clock. Now enjoying the long weekend. She's what, the 25th presenter of that lunchtime show since I did it?
There've been a few, yeah.
Because they can't replace the irreplaceable.
It's a tough gig, that one.
So we left and then KC and Lenny took over.
Yeah.
And then was it Louise Duffy?
Scruff Duff might have been in there, yeah.
And then Dermot and Dave.
The boys did it, did they?
They did, yeah.
Okay.
Well, they did it. They did what they could.
It's kind of slumming it for them, really. I mean, fair play.
Al Porter, I know. Muireann O'Connell was in there. So they're the more controversial hosts that we don't mention. And then particularly Muireann.
Yeah,
my
both
God.
Delighted to be lumped in together there.
Mairead, of course.
Yeah, love her.
Actually, for the day that's in it, ladies and gentlemen, here she comes.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long. Weekend, la 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 long weekend, la 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 long weekend.
Yeah, that's all right. Let's do it right, though.
Well, it's a la 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 long weekend, la 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 long weekend, la 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 long weekend, la 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 long weekend,
la 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 long weekend, la 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 long weekend, la 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 long weekend, la 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 long weekend,
la 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 la. Weekend, la 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 weekend, la 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 weekend, la 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 weekend.
Yeah, I mean, take the applause.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed.
It sounded good, but it would have sounded better at 12. That's all I'll say.
Who are you telling? The campaign starts here. I want you, Jack.
La Rue Bulletproof. Today FM. Play the music you love.
Hey, happy Friday. Hope it's sunny where you are. It's on and off in Dublin, actually. I actually thought it was going to rain earlier on. It became quite overcast. Quite chilly and overcast. Now the sun is shining. Just the moment I come back on the air and Pamela Joyce is off living her best life. This is Today FM. Gang's all here.
Hello.
Oh, no, no. No, 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 no. No.
Get down, dog. Get down. Don't jump up on me again.
Bloody dog. Hello, friends. Ray's my name. There's Jube.
Hi.
Not everyone's in good form about the weekend, actually. La 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 long weekend. Eric's over there. Eric?
Yeah. That's great, lads. La 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 long weekend.
Yeah.
Because every single chef, waiter and barman... hotelier in the country.
I suppose people in the services industry all listening to that.
Just going, what are they on about long weekend?
What do you mean, what are they on about long weekend? It's a long weekend.
What are they on about long weekend?
You're working, sure, but it is a long weekend. Mm. Did you not know it was a long weekend? I mean, I suppose maybe it's the impetus is on us to let people know that it is a long weekend, particularly for those of you, Eric, that are working in the service industry, because you're probably going to see a surge in, like, customers and new visitors and people coming and utilising your services because it is...
What are they on about, long weekend?
No, it's a long weekend. You see, Eric, loads of people have Monday off.
So that's what a long weekend is,
it's,
right?
That's what makes the weekend longer. So it's a third day off in a row. Turns it into a long weekend. And if you work in bars or hotels or restaurants, it could actually be busier. You should be aware of this, Eric. It's on most calendars and stuff. And the radio's been banging on about it all day.
What are they on about, long weekend?
It's a long weekend. It's a June bank holiday weekend. Did you not know? Eric, did you not know?
He knows now, though.
What are they on about, long weekend?
Sorry, there's a follow-up from Eric. Sorry, Eric, go ahead.
Also, a shout-out to my friend Alicia, who's just after sending me a Snapchat saying, just an hour and a half left till she's off the weekend.
Well, maybe Alicia should have told you sooner. She should have filled you in on the reality. This is the harsh reality. In fairness, every time there is a long weekend, I am always... You know, even when I'm screaming about it and saying, oh, here comes a long weekend, oh, so excited, a few days off, this is going to be great. I am always, retail workers as well, it's like, you're not going to be, you'd be working shifts, so you'd be working, you might be working on Monday, might get a day off or whatever. Messy shift situations. I've worked through many of them. I'm actually on myself on Monday.
Are you? Wow, okay.
Yeah, between 4 and 6 p.m. on Monday.
What a hero coming in here on Monday.
I didn't say I was coming in. I said, okay. I'm on.
You're on the radio.
You'll hear my voice on the radio. So, Eric, I know exactly what you're talking about. I myself am a member of the service industry, the radio service, between 4 and 6 p.m. next Monday afternoon.
What are they on about long weekend?
This is exactly what I was saying. What are they on about long weekend? And Edwina's over there. Edwina?
Ray, why are you still using that, like, horrible...
That's JP.
Right here, Edwina. I can hear you.
How harsh. You talk about the Orla Moon, is it? That, is it?
Ray, why are you still using that, like, horrible...
Everyone's in a bad mood today. And I'm here for it. I'm loving it.
Does the shine wear off bank holidays the deeper you get into the year? So the first one, like around Easter, you're loving it.
I'm giddy. I'm positively giddy about the next 3 days.
Constantly. It's really annoying. I just want to turn over.
Oh, sorry. The reason, the thinking, there is a logic behind it, right?
Right.
Should I explain it? Are you?
Well, I mean, you've just built up to it, so you might as well follow through.
The logic behind it is, I know how much people hate me, yep. Okay? So that's... The whole thing of the music coming on, like, the music is sort of like, here's Ray Foley, Ray's all Ray Foley. The wrong bloody music. When it comes on...
Ray Foley.
Here we go, big build-up.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music.
So that's what it is. It's like...
It's like a facepalm noise.
It's like an eye roll, yeah. It's like, woohoo, here we go, the start of the show, Ray's here. And the reaction across the nation. It's just stuck. Edwina, give over and catch a hold of yourself.
Ray, why are you still using that, like, horrible...
Do you know what? Instead of using Orla's one...
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start using Edwina's instead. You're welcome. Dario G and Sun Chime on Today FM. The weekend of blinding lights. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hello, bon Friday, bon weekend. It's Ray Foley. Let's do a roll call. Ray Foley is my name. Playing songs is my game. Chatting, fun, on the radio. Turn us on daily. The Ray Foley Show.
Okay, that verse took a turn I wasn't expecting.
What's your problem?
I was expecting more lame fame. Rhymes.
Lame fame rhymes.
Because your rhyme with name initially.
Ray Foley is my name.
Yeah. Radio presenting is your game.
Is my game, yeah.
Talking out loud is the source of your fame.
You wouldn't do that.
Even
though
what you say is often lame.
I don't know why I bother. Ray's here, JP.
Aren't you?
And Sean D. Ray, I'm on show. This is Martina. Ray, Pamela Joyce is lucky, all right. I'd love it if I finished at 2 p.m, but I don't finish till 5:30. 5:30.
It's a good stretch.
Now that is late. Ray, if you think about it, you're getting us through the drive home. That's really the best job for Martina. Yeah, Martina, I suppose I should find some joy in the fact that I'm giving other people joy, that I'm bringing some lightness and happiness and joy into your life. But it doesn't, Martina, it does nothing for me. Absolutely nothing. I'm a very selfish person. And really, I just prefer to be going home. I prefer to be at home by about 3:30 and get the afternoon sunshine, Martina. I don't really care about you at all. Sorry, Martina. So, is that covered?
Yeah, pretty much.
How are you, lads? Ray, you always seem to be looking for someone else's job. The late show and now the lunchtime slot. Any chance you'd say a big hello to little Saoirse? She's every day out helping Daddy. She's the best girlie and she's 6 now. And she's in the bog with me today. Thanks, lads. Love the show from Frank. Hey, he means they're like cutting turf.
Foot and turf, yeah.
Yeah, not in the toilet. Daddy, can I go? No, you stay here. Turf. And Dara's there. What for? Any chance? Can I get a shout out to Anto, Laz, and Dazzler on their way to Galway for a proper sesh? Love the show. Hey, from Dara. Of course. Have a lovely weekend. And it's a full moon tomorrow, guys. Brings the cranky people out. I work in retail and I always know what a full moon is due by how. That a full moon is due by how prissy people get, from Susie in Wexford. I encourage complaints as much as I do the love the shows, in fairness, so it's as much on me. And Caroline Fingler says, I qualified yesterday as a chef. What's a bank holiday? And what's a lunch break? From Caroline Fingler. Caroline, this is exactly what Eric was saying earlier on. He couldn't understand the concept.
What are they on about, long weekend?
And there you go. It's Caroline, you should know. Hate to tell you, hate to break the news to you. Long weekend this weekend. And Ray Cullum from Cootail and Cavan again. That ugh sound is the best sound ever. It's the noise my younger sister used to make when my mammy would tell her to clean her room. Hashtag memories. That's Orla. And now we've added Edwina to the mix as well. Edwina didn't ask to be added, but she's in nonetheless. All right. Busy show today, actually, on the broadcast. The little show that could. Soft launch day, 264 today. We've got your mix after 4 o'clock. DJ Jero will be joining us shortly as well, won't he?
Yes, he will.
We've got our Awfully Waffly Awfully Challenge competition. A chance for you to win a trip for two to Awfully with visitawfully.ie. And we're going to be doing tickets of the Clare Love Generation. Today FM, playing the music you love. Thanks to Gary for the fall, by the way. That's a man over there.
Fall.
Cheers, Gary. All right. Hi, Ray here. JP over there.
Hi.
Lizzie's having a spare thought for Lizzie. Say a little prayer for Lizzie. Right. Having a mare this afternoon.
Jeebus, lad.
Jeebus.
Avoid Carrick and Shannon at all costs.
Why?
Sitting in traffic for a half an hour outside the village.
Oh, jeebus.
In black leather seats in the car. I'm a puddle of myself. Mother of God. At least the tunes are good. Great show.
Hey, tunes are. Great show. People don't really say great show.
No. Do they have a reason to?
Sure. Are you sure you're messaging the right show? And John is there as well, living his best life. John?
Hello, Mr. Foley.
Hello, sir.
Can you say hello to John, Martha and baby Chloe on the way to Bike Fest in Killarney?
Ooh.
I tell you, man, it was a tough decision whether to bring the bike or the baby. Love the show.
Jezra is coming to Cork. He's playing Musgrave Park on the 11th of June. And it was Independent Park. I thought I was losing my mind yesterday.
Well, let's not rule that out, right?
But no diagnosis. Yeah, it was Independent Park, and the sponsorship or whatever that naming, you know, that naming rights thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Lapsed a couple of years ago.
Cool story.
You were telling me there wasn't Independent Park. I was like, it was.
This Ezra gig, it's early upon us. It's next Sunday.
Is it next Sunday?
It's ringing.
Who am I calling?
Rebecca.
Hello.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Close that door there, would you? For the love of God, you're letting the dog out. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Only all right. Where in the world are you?
I am in Listowel.
In Listowel, beautiful. And you want to go see George Ezra? Did you say it was next weekend, JP?
Yeah, the 11th.
The 11th. Do you want to go see George?
I would love to go see George.
Are you a fan of George's?
Big fan.
A Georgie fan?
Yeah.
Do you want two tickets?
Please.
They're all yours, babe. Yeah. Well done! Ireland.
Yeah.
It's all part of our Summer of Music You Love. George Ezra, live Musgrave Park on the 11th of June. You are going. Who are you going to take with you?
my mom.
Oh, fair play. Well, enjoy the gig.
Thanks so much, Owen Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, enjoy the gig and more chances to win tickets through the day, every day, right here on Today FM. Jason Derulo, want me. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. It's Friday afternoon. Here comes the long weekend. Feeling great. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
Oh, the cash machine call's on the way, by the way. Stand by your phones. We could be calling you this afternoon with Sarah. I can't tell you the exact amount now, but it's over 30,000 euro this afternoon. Lovely, wouldn't it? Oh, imagine 30 grand. I got a little whistle there. It was an in whistle, it's a go one.
Have you been working on your whistling technique, Ray?
It's a bit rubbish, that. Okay, then, what have I got for you? This is, Yuji Naka.
Excuse me?
Yuji Naka.
Is that a name or a word?
It's the name of a man. Yuji.
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 Yuji Naka.
Surname is Naka. N-A-K-A.
Okay.
Yuji Naka. Is it ringing any bells? He's a Japanese man, Yuji Naka.
Does he make computer games, right?
Oh, very good.
This is a total guess.
I can't believe you got it. Yeah, he makes computer games.
All right.
Sonic the Hedgehog creator Yuji Naka faces 2.5 years in prison for insider trading.
Oh.
Photograph of him there with his top hat on. Things are not looking good for the so-called father of Sonic as the former Sega superstar faces jail time. In a case in Japan, it's alleged Naka used his position at Square Enix to gain advanced knowledge of the announcement of a new Dragon Quest mobile game, and in a second incident, the new Final Fantasy mobile title. He then allegedly bought shares in the two external studios responsible for the games. So there he's been charged with insider.
Yuji
Naka. Yuji, you're an awful messer. So there's talk that he might spend 2.5 years in jail and he faces a fine of up to £1 million sterling.
That's a lot of money.
His only comment when he was told about the potential fine was...
Have you played Sonic? Do you know what that sound effect is?
Guys, the whole point of me telling you that story was so that I could play it. Like £1 million! The rings just... Things are just going everywhere. It's ridiculous. You potentially lose it all. Never get going to get them all back. You can try and grab a couple of them, will you? UG. This is Today FM. Lady Gaga, Just Dance. This is Today FM. Look out.
DJ J-O. This is DJ J-O.
Yes, starty. It's DJ J-O. Bank holiday J-O, as they say in the hills once again. Hope you're going on a long weekend or bender. 2nd of June, what are you doing? 0874 100 102 is the number.
D.
A little bit cloudy, but we're still feeling a little bit rowdy. Oh, yeah.
J.
We got an absolute scanger banger coming up for you. Banging, chewing. Here we go.
D.
30. Yeah.
J.
321 there.
D. J. D. J. D. J. J.
Bam, bam, bam. Let me hear you say J-O.
J-O.
Voice one. Tommy says Saturday, J-O.
Birthday demo.
He says, J-O, just heard the news this week about Ronan Keaton going to get a vasectomy. I had a vasectomy myself because I didn't want to have kids. But when I got home, they were still there. Cheers, Tommy. Big spin out to us there. Else tricks, Mick. He says, J-O, been hearing about this Tullamore Dew distillery experience at the Ray Foley Show all this week. I tell you, I nearly invested in a distillery once, but I backed out at the last minute. I decided it was a whiskey business. Nice one, Mick. Peter's dropped us a line. He says, J-O, the guards have been on to me and met me dog chasing some lad on a bike.
What? Say that again, what?
I'll go again for the hard of hearing out there. The hearing challenge. Peter says, the guards have been on to me about me dog chasing some lad on a bike. Fake news. Me dog can't even ride a bike. What a second afternoon to Jerry. Good afternoon to you, Jerry. He says me and the wife were watching the French Open tennis there yesterday. She turned to me and she said she was leaving me because I'm... Jerry's highly emotional because the wife's leaving him. Do you know what I mean? Let me recap for you. I'll recap for you. Me and the wife were watching the French Open tennis there yesterday. She turned to me and she said she was leaving me because I become obsessed with tennis in my old age. He says I'm only 40, love. Cheers, Jerry. Right, speaking of French tennis there, I'm going to save you up an absolute classic tune with a bit of a French flavour. It's L'Amour to Jewers, Gigi D'Agostino on today FM.
DJ J-O. DJ J-O.
That's how it's done.
Is he gone yet?
He was ropey today. Mostly the same words just said again and again and again. It's now.
Bow.
No, now.
Now.
Now, not bow. Now. So it's now, 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 now. You go, you go, now, 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 now. Now, 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 now.
Yeah, you're right.
Seeing is now, yeah. It's bad. L'Amour Toujours, Gigi D'Agostino, Today FM, playing the music you love. A very... That's my phone going off. Sorry about that, lads. How unprofessional.
Somebody ringing just to say how deadly Gigi D'Agostino was.
Huh? Great, deadly work. Loving your work. It's just deadly. Sam texted, ah lads, the L'Amour Toujours nostalgia absolutely hopping around the shop. Hopping around the shopping or hopping around the shopping. Before the long weekend. Hope indeed from Sam. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Sam. All right, friends. The cash machine calls on the way. Over 30,000 euro on the line. Is it you? Stand by the phone. I could be calling you in a couple of minutes. And I'll play Niall Horan next.
Ray. No way.
Oh, my God.
All right, my final crack at making the phone call. Let's see if we've got a winner this afternoon.
Today FM's cash machine.
If you manage to get your text in before 3 o'clock this afternoon, this could be you we're calling right now. Answer within 5 rings. You need to know the exact total. And that cash is all yours ahead of this long weekend. Good luck. Let's go.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings.
Hello.
Three rings and we're on. Hello. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's here with the cash machine call. To whom am I speaking, sir?
It's Martin Carney.
Martin, where in the world are you, sir?
I'm in Kells.
In Kells, very good. And you're familiar with the cash machine, are you?
I am.
Very good. Do you enter regularly?
I do, every day.
Every single day?
Yes.
Do you have a system, do you have a mechanism for remembering the total every day?
I get a text message every day and I write it down as well, just in case.
A text and you write it down. You're very organised. You sound, yeah. I have to say, for a man who's just gotten a surprise phone call with thousands of euro on the line, you sound cool as a cucumber. You are, the organisation obviously pays off.
No, I still don't believe it, so I'm not sure if it's
true. Oh, you think I'm a spoofer, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I tell you, I am a spoofer, but this is also the cash machine call. Both are true. Seriously, 100%, you are on with the cash machine call. So now I just need to test you and see exactly what the total is. Do you have it?
Is it 31,118 euro and 27 cents?
It is.
And you won it. Well done.
Yeah,
not joking.
Are you real?
Yeah, this is real.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. I'm actually shaking here, so I sure can't believe it.
No, 100%, you've won the 31 grand. What are you going to spend it on?
I've a lot of bills to pay for it. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, we'll pay off the bills.
Man, are you serious? I still can't believe this thing. I'm absolutely shaking here. I'm not sure if it's true or not.
This is 100%, yeah. You just won 31,000. 118 euro and 27 cents.
Oh, yeah.
Today FM. Today FM playing the music you love. Just haven't played Lily Allen in a while. Lily Allen songs. JP, go.
Oh, my God.
Brian, you can play. Our friend Brian's in the room as well. Brian.
Yeah, that's Brian. Not fair. He's a DJ. He's going to know.
He's a great DJ.
I'm just a hanger on.
Hop on the mic there, B.
Coming over. How am I supposed to know that?
We're going
to
play our Lily Allen songs challenge.
Big,
I'll give you one. I'll give you one.
I'm not a big Lily Allen aficionado, so.
You're not a big Lily Allen aficionado. No. What's wrong with you, man? I'll give you a clue.
Yeah, go on then.
Her brother's name. First name, just the first name.
Alfie.
Alfie, it is. That is one of her songs.
That's one
is
nil it? For you, Brian.
Well it done. Is one of her hit singles. Hang on, please hold. I'll go dig that out for you. I don't mind waiting if you don't mind.
No, it's fine.
I love this song, actually. Alfie.
Oh.
Do you remember this?
Oh. There was Chasing Pavements, of course.
I think you're mixing up your London songstresses.
What about The Fear?
The Fear, oh, well done. Shout. Lily Allen, The Fear. Yes.
Ding.
The Fear from Lily Allen. Give you a little snippet of that. I'll give you another clue, JP.
Yeah, go on then.
There's The Fear, actually. Skim on. Give you a clue. We got censured, you and I,
yeah,
on our old lunchtime show.
Okay.
We got a slap on the wrist from the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Ooh. For playing one of Lily Allen's songs.
Is it sweary? Oh, does it have like an F?
F you very much.
Yeah.
I can't play you any of that.
No.
And there was another one. Oh, Smile, wasn't it Smile?
Yes, there was that song. Yeah.
Smile is a great Lily Allen song over there. Go on.
Was that her first song? What was her first song?
I don't know, Brian. I'm just enjoying myself playing all Lily Allen songs. No follow-ups, please.
I thought you were DJ
you.
Wikipedia, no?
No. No. But she came on there. Love Lily Allen. What were you going to say? What?
I think she did one of the Christmas songs as well, didn't
she? She did.
She did a cover of Keane's Somewhere Only We
she
Know.
She sure did. And she has another song called Hard Out Here. It has the B word in it, which is a rude word, but it's a brilliant song. Lily Allen, taking out the Lily Allen classic tracks on Today FM this afternoon. Are we doing Awfully? Do you want to do Awfully?
Yes, we need to, yeah.
Right, we've got your mix on the way after 4:30, which means we've got to have a winner before 4:00 on this. A lovely break for two nights B&B plus dinner at the fabulous 4-star County Arms Hotel. You'll get passes to Burr Castle, passes to the new Tullamore Dew Distillery Experience. Sorry, the Tullamore Dew Distillery Experience in our Awfully, Waffly, Awfully Challenge. We're just going to waffle about Awfully. You ready, B?
No. Well, let's you better you
can,
get ready.
Let's see if you can guess what we're talking about.
Yeah.
This place is still one of the coolest places to visit in Awfully.
Nicely done. What's that stuff that you get on grass in the morning? It's kind of wet.
It's Tullamore.
No, it's the
Oh, you mean Jew?
No, what? Don't say it out loud.
Well, you just asked the question.
Yeah. Apparently they sell 1.5 million bottles of this every year.
I think it's pretty obvious what it is. All you got to do is get your answer into us. Your name and where you're from. 0874-100-102.
Ray Foley.
And we'll have a winner in the next few minutes. Good luck.
Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
If you're stuck or if you're thinking, I've no idea, go and have a look at the website. Visit awfully.ie and they've all the details about the Tullamore Dew Distillery Experience on there.
Well, there you go.
Get away from it all and escape to Awfully this summer with lots to do outdoors, like water sports on the River Shannon or a hike up the Schlieve Bloom Mountains. It's Ireland's hidden gem. Visit awfully.ie.
Days are long.
Tonight. Calvin Harris and Sam Smith and Promises. This is Today FM. Good afternoon. Ray Foley in the afternoon. Actually, do you know what? Awfully. Only an hour from Dublin. Visit awfully.ie is their website. They're giving us a lovely break for two. All you had to do is play our Awfully, Waffly, Awfully challenge. As we were waffling about a well-known destination in Awfully.
Speaking of awful, I'm an awful idiot. I was saying they sell 1.5 million bottles of this stuff. 1.5 million cases, Ray. Right? That's a lot.
It's ringing.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Dolores.
Hello.
Hello, Ray Foley, caller from Today FM. How are you?
Sure, I'm great now. All the better for talking to you, Ray.
Where in the world are you?
Where in the world? I am in the Swan in County Laois.
The Swan in County Laois.
It's a lovely, tiny little village. It's gorgeous.
The Swan in County Laois.
Isn't it?
The Swan.
It is. Yeah.
In all my years, I've never heard of the Swan. I've been living under a rock.
I hadn't really either, and I moved from Athy about 4 years ago.
JP's looking it up.
Is the Swan Inn still open for business?
It only closed a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I win the lotto, I'll reopen it.
What's the weather like?
It's fantastic. We're getting ready for barbecue now, so we are.
Oh, stop. You're making me jealous. I'm not going to be home till 6 o'clock this evening. It's ridiculous. Come here. I would have loved to give you a lovely breakaway in Offaly, but I'm just so jealous of you now. You're not getting the prize. Sorry.
Oh, please do.
Okay, in that case, 2 nights B&B plus 1 dinner, the fabulous 4-star County Arms Hotel in Offaly. You'll get passes for Burke Castle, passes to the new Tullamore Dew Distillery Experience. Where were we talking about?
You were talking about the Dew Distillery in Tullamore.
Yeah, Tullamore Dew, absolutely. Well done, madam. Well, you are the winner. Congrats. Have a lovely long weekend. Enjoy the barbecue.
Owen Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
This show. Could be this show. No, not this show, surely.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Dolores. Have a lovely weekend. All the best. Bye, 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 bye. Chant from Gusto. Thank you. Stop it. Unnecessary. Thank you very much indeed. Gusto wrapping up Mix It Friday for another week and into the long weekend. Wrecked now. Absolutely banjoed. Sorry, what?
Pooped.
Yeah, pooped. Yeah.
I got too excited.
You pooped too soon. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. You did a premature poop there, guys. We didn't get to do Barry White and the Seven Dwarves.
Yeah.
Where we reveal never-before-seen footage of the long-lost Snow White remake with soul singer Barry White in the lead role in
Barry White and the Seven Dwarves.
We didn't get to do Picture Distillery, where the Picture This boys tell us they're investing in their own whiskey distillery.
Yeah.
Wow. And Picture Distillery. And we didn't get to do Alison Hammond Cheese Toasty, where in a bid to distract us from the Philip Schofield scandal, this morning host Alison Hammond shows us how to make the perfect toasted ham and cheese sandwich in Alison Hammond Cheese Toasty. Maybe we'll get to do that. We're back on the radio Tuesday afternoon. Matt's on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.